Sports is being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And lots of spring sporting postseason action on the high school front yesterday. Let's dive right into it. We'll start with track and field. State qualifying track and field meets were held around the state last night after being postponed from Thursday, and here's a look at some of the results. We'll start off in Class 3A. Atlantic competed at the qualifying meet at Carroll. Now in Class 3A and 2A, the top two finishers in each event automatically qualify for state. Then the next eight fastest times after that from around the state will also qualify for state. That full list of qualifiers expected to be released later here today, but of course we can let you know about the automatic qualifiers, and we'll give you team scoring as well. The boys' side at that 3A meet in Carroll, it was Humboldt who won the boys' team title with 157 points. Atlantic was right behind them with 143 in second. Glenwood came in third. Harlan, Boone, Carroll, Perry, and Creston, the rest of the team standings. The automatic qualifiers for Atlantic included their sprint medley team, along with the individual effort of Jalen Peterson in the 3,200-meter run as he came in second in that race. Also, Atlantic's 4x800-meter relay squad of Craig Allen Becker, Bradley Dennis, Nathan Behrens, and Chase Mullinex took the top spot in that event as well. Also, Atlantic got a qualification in the distance medley with Colin Mullinex, Gannon O'Hara, Craig Allen Becker, and Chase Mullinex. Tyler Moen won the 400-meter dash. He also won the 200-meter dash later on to qualify for state in both those events. Also, Atlantic getting a couple of qualifications in the 800. Chase Mullinex was the top runner in that race. His teammate, Craig Allen Becker, came in second, so he also moves on to state there. Craig Allen Becker also a winner of the 1,600-meter run, so he'll advance to state in that race. And the 4x400-meter relay for Atlantic was victorious. Zade Nicholson, Colin Mullinex, Tyler Moen, and Chase Mullinex on that squad there for Atlantic. So lots of success there for the Atlantic boys track team. And the girls had a fair amount of success themselves yesterday as they came in as the second place team at their site. Glenwood ran away with the title with 182 points. Atlantic was runner-up with 108, then Humboldt, Creston, Harlan, Boone, Carroll, and Perry. The automatic qualifiers for Atlantic included the distance medley team, Taylor Hansen, Alyssa Derby, Haley Rasmussen, and Taylor McCready on that squad. Pluma Pross won the 400-meter dash to move on to state. Haley Rasmussen, a winner of the long jump, to advance there in that event. Also, Haley Rasmussen won the 200 meters to score a chance to move on to state in that race. Alyssa Derby was a winner, or was a second place in that 200-meter race as well, so she'll also move on there in the 200 meters. Also for Atlantic, they got a victory in the 4x400-meter relay. Alyssa Derby, Pluma Prost, Taylor McCready, and Haley Rasmussen on that team that will get to advance to state. Of course, we'll know if there are more qualifiers there later today when we get that full list of after all those other qualifying times are determined by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Girls Athletic Union as they put that together here today. In other state qualifying track and field meets, the Class 1A meet that was held in Griswold, where most of the local teams competed in that class. And on the girls' side, Nottoway Valley won the team title with 112 points. HSTW came in second, followed by Audubon in third. The automatic state qualifiers, some of the highlights included Jade Jackson of CAM, who was a winner in the high jump. It does work a little differently in 1A. It's the winners of each event that get to advance, and then the next 14 fastest times or top performances from around the state get to move on there to state. So just a little bit different format there since there's more teams involved there in 1A. Jay Jackson of Cam, though, winning the high jump to advance by clearing 5 foot. Also, Kinsey Scheffler of HSTW was a winner of the discus. Melissa Deist of Audubon won the shot put. Nottoway Valley won the sprint medley. Grace Slater of Audubon won the 3,000. Audubon won the 4x800-meter relay. Nottoway Valley took the shuttle hurdle relay. Audubon took the distance medley. The 100-meter dash went to Alexa Ehrenholz of IKM Manning. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley won the 400. IKM Manning won the 4x200-meter relay. The 100 hurdles went to Lexi Scheich of Nottoway Valley. Ryan Porch of HSTW won the 800 meters. Kelly Clevenger of Riverside won the 200. Holly Heppner of HSTW, a winner in the 400 hurdles. And Charlie Adams of Griswold won the 1,500-meter run. Nottoway Valley took the 4x100-meter relay. And HSTW won the 4x400-meter relay. So those are your automatic qualifiers on the girls' side there. That qualifying meet in Griswold on the boys' side saw IKM Manning win the title with 145 points. Cam came in second with 89. Then Nottoway Valley was third with 78. Automatic qualifiers, some of the area highlights included Grant Strachey of IKM Manning winning the discus, Mitchell Williamson of Cam taking the shot put crown, IKM Manning a winner in the sprint medley. They also won the 4x800-meter relay and the distance medley. Josh Bodler of Nottoway Valley was a winner in both the 3,200-meter run and the 1,600-meter run to advance to state in those events. The shuttle hurdle relay went to Audubon. The distance medley going to IKM Manning there, as we mentioned. The 4x2 to HSTW. Val Andrew Shishin won the 110-meter hurdles. Also, Parker Behrens of IKM Manning, a winner in the 800-meter run. It was Drake Partridge of HSTW winning the 200 meters. And the 4x100-meter relay won by HSTW. IKM Manning won the 4x400-meter relay. Also, it was another win for Val Andrew Shishin. We mentioned he won the 110-meter hurdles. He also won the 400-meter dash, and he also was victorious in the 110 hurdles there, as we mentioned. So nice performance there, nice night there for Val Andrew Shishin, as he has a very big night there for the Riverside Bulldogs. He won the 100 as well. That's the other event I was searching for there. He won the 100-meter dash also at that site. So those are your automatic qualifiers there from Griswold. Also, there was a state qualifying track meet that was held at Fremont Mills that included some Southwest Iowa teams. St. Albert winner on the boys' side, their 10th straight district championship as they notched 146 points. Woodbine was second with 113. And St. Albert able to qualify in 11 different events on their way to that win. And some of the other highlights or qualifiers included Fremont Mills in the shuttle hurdle relay, and also Connor Alley of Fremont Mills won the shot put there. That's a couple of those other qualifiers there on the boys' side. On the girls' side, it was Logan Magnolia who won the title with 151 points. Fremont Mills was second with 100.5. Some of the qualifying highlights there for those events were Bedford's Emma Lucas, who won the 3,000-meter run. She was also part of the distance medley, won the 800 meters as well. And Jordan Blaha of St. Albert was the winner in the 100 meters and the 200-meter dash also at that site. Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills won the shot put. Maddie Duncan of Sydney, a winner in the long jump. And Sydney also won the sprint medley. And Duncan, winner in the 400 as well. Fremont Mills took the shuttle hurdle relay. A few of the highlights there from that state qualifying meet that was held there in at Fremont Mills High School in Tabor. Also, in some of the other state qualifying track action last night, the meet that was held in Class 2A at Panorama on the girls' side, it was a sprint medley win for Red Oak as they take the win there. Kate Crawford of ACGC, a winner in the 3,000-meter run, as well as the 1,500-meter run. And it was Morgan Jonk of Panorama who won the high jump. Bailey Beckman of Panorama and Cassidy Bremer of Panorama went 1-2 in the long jump. Madison McDermott of ACGC was a second-place qualifier there in the shot put. And also Panorama's Gwen Steffen won the 800 meters. Kate Crawford of ACGC also qualifying for state there with a second place finish. And Panorama was a winner in the 4x100 meter relay. So let's look at some of the highlights there on the girls' side from Panorama. On the boys' side, some of the qualifiers included ACGC winning the distance medley. Dylan Soper of ACGC was a winner of the 100 meter dash. Also in the 800-meter run, Clay Bilheimer of ACGC, a winner of that event to advance. Justin McCunn of Red Oak was second. And ACGC's Noah Nelson also winning the 1,600 meters at that site. Vestager Valley won the 4x400-meter relay. And in the state qualifying meet that was held at Ida Grove, it was Trainer winning the girls' race with 110 points. OABCIG was second with 96. South Central Calhoun took the boys' title with 133 points, and Trainer came in second with 131. Some of the highlights there included Tri-Center winning the sprint medley. On the girls' side, Trainer qualifying as well as they go second in the sprint medley there at that site, there at that 2A meet. Also, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center won the 3,000-meter run. Tori Castle, a Trainer, was second. Jerry Jorgensen, a Trainer, won the 3,200-meter run there on the boys' side. Tri-Center also a winner in the 4x800-meter relay on the girls' side. For the boys, it was Underwood who won that event. And the shuttle hurdle relay, Trainer qualified on the boys' side there in second place. Underwood took a win in the girls' shuttle hurdle relay to move on to state. Also, it was a qualification for Trainer in the distance medley on the girls' side. Tri-Center came in second, so they both move on in that event. The boys' distance medley went to South Central Calhoun. Also, Missouri Valley's Jordan Gilpin was runner-up in the 400-meter dash to advance to the state meet. Also, Braden Woolen of Underwood and Sid Schaff of Trainer went 1-2 in the boys' 400-meter dash. The 4x200-meter relay went to Trainer, so they get to advance in that race. Also, the boys will advance. They were runner-up in that 4x2 on the boys' side. Also, Kemper Catholic's Hannah Earlbeck was second in the 100 hurdles to advance to the state meet. And in the some of the other highlight events, it was Megan Carley of Trainer, a runner-up in the 200-meter dash to advance on. And Underwood's Erica Rowe was winner of the 400 hurdles on the girls' side to advance. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley won the 400 hurdles for the boys to move on to state as well. Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center, a winner of the 1,500-meter run. Tori Castle, a Trainer, was runner-up in that race. Jerry Jorgensen, also a winner in the 1,600-meter run to move on to state there as well. And that's a look at a few of those highlights from that 2A state qualifying site there at Ida Grove for both the boys and the girls. So that's a rundown of state qualifying track and field. We'll get to some other sporting events here for you as well. And the quick look at the high school soccer scoreboard last night. In girls play, it was HSTW 5-1 over Underwood. Kemper Catholic 2-0 over West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley. Logan Magnolia beat Esack County 3-1. Tri-Center 8-0 over Missouri Valley. Boys soccer, Denison Schleswig beat Atlantic 3-0. HSTW was a 2-1 winner over Underwood. Abraham Lincoln topped Glenwood 2-1. And Lewis Central a 6-0 win over Sioux City North. That's a look at your high school soccer scoreboard from last night. Moving on now to other postseason play. In tennis action yesterday, it was boys district tennis that was held here in Atlantic, and Atlantic had a very successful day on the court as they advanced to a preliminary sub-state match today, and they also had two individuals that will move on to state. Niall Peterson and Grant Stern both advanced their way to the final yesterday, and they'll move on now to the state tournament. Niall Peterson defeated Corey Rogers of Clarinda in the semifinals 6-4, 6-1 to punch his ticket, and Grant Stern defeated Clarinda's J.D. Hitt 6-1, 1-6, and 7-5 to advance to the final as well, so they'll both move on to the state tournament. In doubles play, A.J. Clarkwit and Drew Hall of Norwalk won the final over Brady Williams and Alex Best of Clarinda 6-3, 6-3. Both duos will move on to state there as well. Clarinda ended up winning on a tiebreak the team title with 21 points, Atlantic was second with 20, and Norwalk third with 18. So now Atlantic will host Norwalk today in a preliminary sub-state team match. The winner will move on then to face Clarinda in the sub-state match. The state individual and doubles tournament held May 24th and 25th at Byron's Park in Waterloo, and the state team tournament will be on May 28th at Waveland Tennis Courts in Des Moines there in Class 1A. Also, it was sectional boys golf day yesterday, and for the Atlantic boys, they were able to advance by a shot. As Carroll won the sectional at Denison with a 320 total, Atlantic ended up second with a 342. Glenwood was third with a 343, followed by ADM, Denison, Schleswig, Harlan, Creston, and Greene County. Individually, Kyle Reno of Atlantic was the medalist with a 74. Drew Shirky of Carroll was runner-up with a 75. ADM's Adam O'Connor was third with a 76. Then Carter Lean of Carroll, a 77. Colby Berg of Creston, a 78. They all qualify individually to move on to districts. And for Atlantic, they also got a 79 from Matt Gearhart, a 91 from Dre Newell, 98 from Garrett McLaren, 99 from Tate Denbesty, and a 101 from Braden Smith. So Atlantic able to move on to that district meet. That'll be next Friday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club at 10 o'clock in the morning. Exira EHK and Westwood were the two qualifiers from the 1A sectional at Logan Missouri Valley Country Club Friday. The top two teams and individuals qualify for the district tournament. And of course, that unless the home team is included, and then the next team also qualifies, and the same goes for the individual, the two outside or two individuals will qualify from outside the qualifying teams as well. The individual medalist ended up being Everett Carroll of Exira EHK. He hit a round of 72. Three golfers shot 79 to also qualify for districts. Brett Klusman of St. Albert, Ben Tipkin of Cam, and Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia will all move on. Exira EHK won it with a 330 total. Westwood was second with a 336. Logan Magnolia, St. Albert, Cam, Woodbine, West Monona, Heartland Christian, the rest of the teams. The qualifiers now move on to the 1A district site at Crestwood Hills Golf Course next Friday at 10 a.m. there. Also in other golf action, the 1A sectional boys golf at Mowville, it was Woodbury Central winning with a 349 total, IKM Manning 362 in second, and Coon Rapids Bayard 367 in third. Those three teams will all qualify to move on to districts. Boyer Valley, Audubon, Glidden, Ralston rounded out the team field. Jared Hinkelman of IKM Manning was the medalist with a round of 80. The other two qualifiers not from teams that move on are Grant Kinkle and Conlon Peterson of Boyer Valley, as they shot 82 and 93 respectively to move on to that 1A district site then at Crestwood Hills. And it was Riverside winning the sectional at Lenox, as the Riverside Bulldogs shot a 365. Bedford also a 365. They ended up being the second place team, so they both move on there to district round. Riverside won on the fifth score tiebreak. Individual medalist was Zane Osborne of Sydney with an 80. The other individual qualifiers included Brendan Seifert of Bedford with an 85, Brock Wallace of Griswold with an 87. So they all move on there to that Crestwood Hills site on Friday. In Class 2A, it was Tri-Center winning a 2A sectional at Shenandoah. They shot a 341. Clarinda also a 341. It went down to the tiebreak there for Tri-Center to grab the team victory. Mount Air, Trainer, Shenandoah, Red Oak, Missouri Valley, and Underwood rounding out the rest of the field. Parker Rock of Clarinda was the individual medalist with a 77. Kobe Fink of Underwood, runner-up, also with a 77. They battled through six playoff holes to determine the winner. Sam Hatcher of Missouri Valley also moves on to district play after shooting an 81. They will move on to play at the Carroll Country Club next Friday at 10 o'clock there for their district site. Kemper Catholic was a winner at the sectional at Panorama. They shot 339 to win. Panorama was runner-up with a 344. Van Meter, Ogden, ACGC, AHSTW, West Central Valley, and Nottoway Valley, the rest of the teams. Corbin Borelli of Kemper Catholic was medalist with a 78. And the other qualifiers outside of Kemper and Panorama that will get to move on include West Central Valley's Grant Kaltrider and also Ryan Nichols of Ogden, who shot a 92. They'll move on to play at the Carroll Country Club next Friday as well at 10 o'clock. So that's a look at your golf sectional results there for you from yesterday. There will be some more tennis on tap here today. We mentioned Atlantic playing a preliminary sub-state match against Norwalk today in boys tennis. Regional team tennis for the girls also taking place here today on this Saturday. In other sporting notes, the University of Iowa junior forward Cordell Pimsel's hardship waiver petition has been approved by the Big Ten Conference. Pimsel will have 2 years of men's basketball eligibility remaining after playing a total of 29 minutes in two non-conference games last year. He underwent season-ending surgery on December 18th to remove hardware near his knee from a previous surgery when he was in high school. He's the second Hawkeye in as many years to receive a hardship waiver after Connor McCaffrey received one in 2018. And in baseball yesterday, a game that we ended up catching for you that in progress after a little snafu to get it started last night, but we had the St. Louis Cardinals for you for most of the game. Trevor Williams didn't have his prettiest outing, but he'll take it. Adam Frazier opened the game with a homer. Starling Marte drove in the game winner, and Williams allowed one run in seven solid innings as the Pirates beat the Cardinals 2-1. We'll have Cards and Pirates again today. 12:20 the pregame, 1:15 will be first pitch. That'll be the same start time on Sunday, as well as they finish up that four-game series. Also, in other sporting notes, Stephen Curry shook off a cold start by scoring all 33 of his points in the second half as the Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets 118-113 to advance to the NBA's Western Conference Finals for the fifth consecutive year. James Harden had a game-high 35 points, including a layup that got the Rockets within three in the final minute, but they came up short. And Alex Gordon drove in three runs with a pair of homers in the Royals' 5-1 verdict over the Phillies. Homer Bailey gave up one run and four hits in five-plus innings there in that ball game. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Of course, you can find all those results that we talked about from high school action on our sports page at KJAN.com. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.